Alex, there must be a lot of disappointment in that dressing room tonight.
Yeah, one disappointment and frustration. You know, as I previously said, you know, this referee has been played like an old violin tonight, and Whitehawk are full of ex-professionals. And the good thing about it is that referee's walked off the field. He doesn't even know that he's been played. And you know, I'm not going to slaughter Whitehawk for that, because that is part and parcel of the game. You just hope that you've got a strong referee that can cope with it, and he couldn't.
Everybody looked around and couldn't work out why Dan had been sent off at all. We're all still scratching our heads.
Yeah, well, apparently he said that my player headbutted him, but as you saw, their player confronted my player. They were looking at one another. He stamped on his foot, and then he's grabbed him in the private parts. And then I defy anybody, if someone grabs you there, not to make a move forward, and the referee's deemed that as a headbutt. Missed all the other, but saw that, you know. And I think, you know, he said to my players, if I've made a mistake, I apologise, but that's not good enough at this level.
Decisions aside, another early goal in a game between you two sides. George Barker did great and, you know, run them ragged for the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking to do. You know, like I said in a previous interview, once it becomes a 10-sided game, that suits Whitehawk better than it suits us. You know, they are, like I said, full of ex-professionals that can get the ball down and play. And once it becomes a small-sided game, it becomes more difficult, whereby if it was, you know, stayed at 11-11, then we got them matched up and we've got pace on the wings, we can hit them on the counter, and all of a sudden we lost that option. We can only play with one up front.
No complaints about, like you say, the two yellow cards for Justin Bennett, but that did then change the game in the second half, down to nine men.
I'm not going to complain about the two cards. If he deems them as yellow cards, he's consistent. Well, he wasn't consistent. There was three tackles afterwards by Whitehawk players that he never booked the players. And the only difference was that one was wearing a red shirt and one was wearing a yellow shirt. And that's where it was wrong. No manager's going to moan if you're going to be consistent and you're going to show yellow cards for more. You don't show yellow cards for some. You know, he couldn't wait to send Justin Bennett off. You know, and that's his little bit of history, no doubt, for him.
A little bit of quality, obviously, for the goal for them. But you still could have got into it. You know, you were going forward at the end with nine men.
Yeah, you saw right at the end as well. You know, we put Jamie White on and put Adam Bryce up as a temporary centre forward. And had there been a shout, you know, Adam was coming in on it. But unfortunately, Jamie got in front of him and just touched it away from him. But it wasn't to be. I won't deny it. It's a crushing blow for any club like us, you know, because the revenue stream of the FA Cup is important. And thanks to the referee, he's gone and stopped that revenue now.
Going forward to the weekend then, a massive test. Like you said earlier, you've got to pick the players up. But it is good to kind of get back to league action as well, because you've hardly played any league action the last five games.
No, that's my job, you know, to we'll shift over this and we'll take the positives out of it. And it's my job now to lift the players and take on a very daunting Ebbsfleet on Saturday. It gets, you know, games at this level come thick and fast, and they're difficult ones. But we'll relish the challenge, and I'm sure the players will be up for it.